back on Dakota's Best, AM 1390, KJAM 633. Currently our time, it is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is just a little bit after 6:30 our local time. We're joined in studio with the head coach for your Dakota State University Trojan football team, Josh Anderson. And Coach, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, it's always good to be around you. It just feels good.
It does feel good. It feels right, especially with it being Wednesday, a short week as well. You come 2 days away from a game that started off Saturday was supposed to be original game time against Presentation. Then we tried to wait out the rain. The next thing you know, everything just kind of keeps backing off. And then you get it set up for Monday at Howard Woodfield. A great job by everybody, including yourself, to get everything set up for that afternoon game in Sioux Falls. You know that game against Presentation, a bit of a head scratching and tough loss to Presentation, 22-21 on Monday. You know, postponed from the rain. Then it's a little bit of rain there on Monday along the sidelines. You're up 21-3 at one point, and then just it just kind of went downhill from there. You know, now you've had a couple of days to kind of take back, maybe look at some film. You know, looking back at that game, you know, what were some more thoughts that just kind of came along from that loss?
Well, a head scratcher is right. You know, just really felt good and in control, and was 21-3, and our defense played extremely well. The only touchdown they scored was with 49 seconds to go. They got the ball back right before halftime and put together, had 3rd and 10, and then just started converting plays and got down and scored, which also a head scratcher, because from that point on it just was – it was a Murphy's Law, divine intervention, whatever you want to call it. Because after even watching film, watching it live was, somebody has described it as like a slow sinking ship. And that's kind of how it felt. But you know what? I thought we actually played really well. But then come to look at things, we had 4 turnovers and 2 missed field goals in the second half and lost by 1. And so that's just unfortunate. It's how things go sometimes. Losing stinks, but it's part of the game. It's the worst part of the game, but it's there, and obviously we just need to have, you know, the execution be on point at all times. When it's conference games, they matter more than anything else, and that's when we should be at our best. But again, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really, truly felt like our defense played very well, and our offense played very well. We moved the ball at ease. We just couldn't find the end zone in the second half, and, you know, with the 4 turnovers and 2 missed field goals, that's obviously a major thorn in our side. Things just didn't go our way in the second half as far as finishing drives is all. Other than that, you know, we moved the ball, had the yards we wanted, had the things go our way, and just finish it up. And obviously they did. They made 5 of their 5 field goals and ended up being the reason they won. And you know, for our defense to be put in the situations they were in and to hold those guys to 5 field goals like that was really amazing. It was good to see, because even the first drive of the game, Presentation had a 20-play drive. I mean,
and you only hold them to 3 points on that opening drive too. Yeah. I mean, the performance of the defense, you know, throughout that game, and just holding them to even to 4 field goals in that second half. And again, you'd mentioned it, just Murphy's Law, you know, anything that did happen pretty much did. And unfortunately, the wheels just kind of fell off from there in that second half. But that's all on the back burner. Now, you know, a bit of a short week. You go from Monday, you're going to be traveling on Friday. A lot of planning, rescheduling, preparing for Jamestown as well. You know, how does that kind of affect, you know, yours and the coaching staff's game plan to get kind of set up from basically as soon as you left Howard Woodfield to get ready for Jamestown on Saturday?
Well, we had a little more time on the weekend, and first I just want to say that's why I like you. I like that one question transition right away from that game into the Jamestown. Well done.
Thank you.
And but we had the film broken down already, because even the extra days that we had to kind of put together our Jamestown plan without really interrupting things. And, you know, just what we've done is really just didn't give a break. We've taken it easy the last 2 days of practice. Today wasn't even very strenuous, but yesterday was a walkthrough, talk through. Tomorrow we'll be right back on schedule, and so it'll feel, by the time we get to the game, our legs will be back under us. We'll be healed up. I mean, I got 2 guys in studio today who are 2 of the oldest people on the team, older than me even, and can barely practice and walk right. So it's good that we have these geriatrics in here with us, and you know, we better hurry up before their bedtime.
And Coach, finally, just real quick before we get to the quote-unquote geriatrics, as you put it, you know, a matchup against Jamestown last year was a bit of a thorn in the side. They were able to come out with a 36-17 victory at Trojan Field. You know, what are just – you look at last year's matchup and head into this year, you know, what were some things you took away from that game to kind of get things set up and to correct here for this coming week against Jamestown?
Yeah, we've played pretty good against Jamestown the last few years, actually since my tenure of being here, and I – can't say why, it just is what it is. And you know, we feel good about our game plan, I can tell you that, with the defense and offense that we got planned for this week. We just need to execute it, and I know we will. It was just one of those days against Presentation that really just can't be explained. It was just the oddest thing I've ever seen in my life, and then watching film again, just odd. But you know, moving on to Jamestown, you know, we're ready to go. This team will be just fine. We've got a really good program going, and this team will bounce back and do just fine. And we, like I said, we feel good about our game plan. And Jamestown's a solid team. They're a conference team, and one of those deals where we got to play four quarters of good football. Otherwise, if we keep this team around in the ball game, you never know. You know, we could have the same result, which would be awful. But we feel pretty confident about our chances with Jamestown this week.
That sounds really good, Coach. Again, Coach Josh Anderson joining us here in studio as part of Coach's Corner, live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. We have a couple of players joining us in studio as well. A couple seniors on the team, the old men, the old guard, as Coach Anderson put it. We got senior wide receiver Austin Opdahl and also defensive lineman Ron Tortorello joining us here in studio as well. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so we'll let Ron here get settled in. He's got some picks to make here as well. Austin, we'll start off with you here. Just, you know, the season started off offensively for the team and also for you with a real flurry against Dakota Wesleyan to start off. Now, last couple of weeks, you know, the numbers are there, but probably not as quite as flashy as people have come to expect. You know, you we'll see a bit of a downgrade after the fantastic season that was last season. You know, it just seems that with each kind of week, the matchups defensively going up against you kind of seem to be leaning towards more the opponent's favor, but at the same time, it also opens up more chances for some of these younger players to get some opportunity as well. You know, it's just trying to shoulder some of that burden. It seems that it's going your way, but also at the same time, you're still making some fantastic plays out on the field, I've seen.
After that first game, I mean, it seemed like anything that could go right went right. Mm-hmm. And the following teams kind of took note of that, and I've drawn a little bit more attention past couple games, and then my numbers obviously haven't reflected it. But if you look overall team-wise, we're right on schedule. I mean, the other guys are getting open, making plays, and picking up the slack.
Yeah, it really seems, especially with the amount of other playmakers on this team, especially in the receiving core. You have Mitchell Galloway, you have freshman Mason Layton, along with Trevor Lisman out on the field. Even some of the backs as well, Hagen Hines coming back from that shoulder injury in the last game. Frody Fredrickson seeing a lot of receptions out of the backfield as well. You know, with some of these younger receivers that kind of stepping up in the situations, you know, where you're not getting the right matchups, you know, is that just kind of more of a, you know, you show them the ropes and stuff like that and just let them kind of take it, sees whatever is open for them on the field as well?
Of course, everyone on the offense is capable of making big plays, which, I mean, down the season, teams are not going to be able to, you know, focus all their attention on me, so that down the season it'll open me up a little bit more and it'll be unstoppable.
Exactly, and hopefully starting with this game against Jamestown, things really start to come back into the swing for your guys and also for the offense as well. You know, after that tough performance on Monday, you know, just looking back as well, you know, just a few things that you took away from that game to kind of steer away from into this matchup against Jamestown on Saturday.
There's a sticker in our locker room. It's called, it has the ball is the program on it. And as an offense, that's kind of been our mantra the past couple of years, is take care of the ball, and we just weren't able to do that. And we take care of the ball, defense plays as well as they did, we'll have no troubles.
Austin, thanks again for coming on the show. You'll hold on for 1 second. Now we're going to go back to our second guest here. Someone who we haven't had on the show before, Ron Tortorello, a senior defensive lineman. And Ron, you've had a bit of a interesting journey to end up to this point here at Dakota State. You know, just give us a little bit of background about yourself, you know, how you, you know, where you're from and how you kind of ended up here at Dakota State.
So I'm from New York. I played in a D3 school my first year of football ever. Hobart and William Smith, ended up actually dropping out of school at the time and worked for a pharmaceutical company. Applied to a whole bunch of schools because I wanted to play football again out here. Got a couple offers and ended up at Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa. That at the time, Coach Miller was the defensive backs coach there. So I actually finished my undergrad up there last December. Had 1 year left of eligibility. Took the spring semester off, and I was working cybersecurity for a utility company. Coach Miller coaches, obviously, at Dakota State. This is a very good technology school, cyber school. So I applied for my master's here, got accepted into the program. The coaches ended up giving me a scholarship. I got into the graduate assistantship program for Dakota State, and that's kind of how I ended up becoming here.
It seems quite a journey that you've made. It kind of all now coming full circle with seeing a lot of production on the field, especially with this defensive line from going from my first year looking at it from last year to this point of the season. A lot of moving pieces on that defensive line and seeing a lot of success, it really seems, with whoever is on the field. You know, just is it just something that just kind of happens kind of play by play, whether it's the right matchup, whether it's scheme you guys are in to see that that it seems to be a constant pressure from that defensive line each play, it seems.
I think as you will notice throughout the year, our defense is just going to keep getting better. There's a lot of older guys on the team, but it's a young defensive unit overall. And I think that was kind of one of the reasons they wanted to bring me in. I've had the experience on the D-line and just to kind of give as much wisdom as I could. But, I mean, I'm working with extremely talented D-linemen all around. And they're just young. They're just getting better. I mean, I think me and Mike McAllister are the only actual seniors on the D-line. And overall, you've got redshirt sophomores mostly on that D-line. It's just a extremely talented D-line that's just going to get better and better, and they're just learning. And that's why I think as we get more into our conference play and later on in the season, they just seem to be more productive every single week.
Yeah, and Coach Glover actually pointed this out before the season even started. I believe it was in the scrimmage against Dort that he was really excited about this defensive line in with all these younger athletes coming in, you and even Mike McAllister, you know, some of the older players getting in that time as well. Certainly going to be a strong defensive line to keep our eye on as the season progresses and also into as we head into the next couple of years as well. Now just from a defensive side of the field, you know, your defensive side did just about everything they could other than just keeping the presentation off the scoreboard, which their kicker surprisingly did not come out with a special teams player of the week for the conference. Of course, game being played after the players were chosen, but it'll be strong consideration, I would think, here in the next week or so. Just some things that you took away from a defensive side in that loss to presentation and to things heading into Jamestown this Saturday.
Well, you know, it's a team loss. No matter how well defense played, there could have been one more play we could have made, or, you know, either way. I think overall, if you look at it, the defensive point of view, we limited them to 22 points. We limited them to 5 field goals. We did a lot better than what we did previous week in the previous week. So I think it's just an improvement that we're just trying to get better and better and give our offense an opportunity to perform as well as they can and get a W each week.
All right, gentlemen, we're now into serious business. Right now, NFL Week 4 picks. Before we get too far deep, I just want to get a gauge of the field. We already know that Coach Anderson is a Bears fan, so we want to get Austin, who's the team that you cheer for?
I am a diehard Seahawks fan.
A diehard Seahawks fan. Now, is this since day one or say about like 2010-11?
Since day one.
Okay.
Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander. I bet you not a lot of Seahawks fans know who that is circa 2010 or so. But it was a Bama man. Yes, he was. Ron, you being from New York, a lot of different New York area, who's your team that you cheer for?
Well, my whole family is Giants fans, but I decided I would go against the Giants, and I'm a Jets fan, so
okay.
That really didn't work out well.
Okay, because I was going to have some serious words with you if you were going to say you're a Giants fan, because, well, I'm a Patriots fan, but that's a horse of a different color right there. So we're going to start off week one, and we're going to get right down to business. Chicago Bears 1-2 at Green Bay Packers 2-1. After that win last week where Cincinnati was on top, then, well, Aaron Rodgers took over in that game entirely. How about we start off with Ron to see who he went with here for this matchup?
I'll probably be benched for this one, but I'm going with the Packers.
He's going with the Packers. Austin?
I also have the Packers.
You got the Packers. I think we're going to go out on a limb here and say that Coach Anderson picked his Chicago Bears.
The Bears found their winning ways last week, and that's too bad because it happened just in time before they play the Packers. And I know we got a lot of Packers fans around here in this town, and I just feel bad for you guys because it's the year of the Bear.
So Coach Anderson's going with his Bears. Surprise there in every sense. We got back to me. I'm going with Green Bay as well, even though I'm wearing my Vikings purple right now. But I'm going with the Green Bay Packers in this one. Next one, a bit of an early start. We got a game over in London, New Orleans Saints at the Miami Dolphins. Ron, who'd you go with?
I go with the Saints. I just like Drew Brees.
Absolutely. Austin?
I went with the Dolphins.
Went with the Dolphins. Yeah, this one was a bit of a coin flip for me as well, but we'll talk about my pick here momentarily. Coach Anderson?
If the garbage Jets can beat the Dolphins, I'm certainly picking the Saints.
I went with the Saints as well. I just think Drew Brees just woke up last week, and it was at the right time, too, against a division opponent in Carolina. Definitely a right time for Drew Brees to start getting things going. I went with the Saints as well. Next matchup, we got the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. Now, at the start of this year, people probably would have gone a little more stronger towards Houston, but this one was another tough one for me to choose as well. Ron, who'd you go with?
I'm about to decide right now. I'm probably going to have to pick the Texans.
Going
with the defense.
Yeah, going to go with that defense as well, but again, last week, 36 points given up in a comeback drive by Tom Terrific, that being
Tom Brady.
That is Tom Brady, but that's a different story as well. Austin?
I went with the Titans. I watched them last week beat the Seahawks, so I got to go with them this week.
Exactly. I mean, Tennessee is on the up and up lately. They're definitely going to be exciting to watch here these next couple of years. And Coach Anderson?
Well, I took the Texans just because they're going to be at home. It's the emotional time. They've been playing pretty good, but I'm just going to have to go with Houston.
Yeah, I went with Houston, too. I think the play of Deshaun – or not – who is their quarterback now? Watson. Yeah, Deshaun Watson. I was going to say Deshaun Kaiser, and then that would just been a whole massacre right there. Wrong team, same right name. Same first name, I should say. But I went with Houston in this one as well. I think it's just going to be one of those. It may come down to the defense in that matchup down in Houston. Jacksonville Jaguars at the New York Jets, 2-1 versus 1-2 in New York. Ron, who'd you go with?
Well, you know, being a big, big Jets fan, watched them for many years. You know, they're just not good, so I'm just going to go with the Jaguars.
Strong decision, because I will let you guys know, last week we had Brody Frederickson, and we also had Kurt Bakey on the show as well, along with Coach Hoddle, and not great performances by those gentlemen. Frederickson was 9-7. Hoddle and Bakey were both 8-8 last week, so I got high hopes for you guys here this week. Austin, who'd you go with?
Jacksonville,
strong choice right there. Coach Anderson?
I went with the Jaguars as well.
Yeah, I went with the Jaguars as well. I just think after that performance, 44-7 win in London last week too. Wow, that was certainly something. Next matchup, 2-1 Carolina at 2-1 New England. Ron?
I'm going with the Patriots. I hate the Patriots, but
that's perfectly all right. They are a good team as well. They certainly showed it last week. Austin?
I'm going with the Patriots.
Going with the Patriots as well, Coach Anderson?
I, too, will go with Terrific Tom and the Patriots.
There you go. Tom Brady getting the clean sweep. I went with New England as well. Good matchup here in the NFC North. Detroit Lions heading to U.S. Bank Stadium at the Minnesota Vikings battle 2-1 and for supremacy atop the NFC North standings here in this early season matchup. Ron, who'd you go with this week?
I went with the Lions. I just think they're looking really good.
Also spoken to because Coach Miller is also a Lions fan as well. Safe bet right there.
Maybe I will start this week.
Yeah, maybe you will start this week. I don't know. You get one out of two. You know, odds are in your favor. Austin, who'd you go with?
I went with the Lions.
Went with the Lions as well.
Even though the Lions lost fair and square last week, Coach Miller, I'm actually going to pick the Lions this week.
See, this is the one week up until this point I've not picked the Vikings at all, but after the coming out party by one of my favorite players, in Case Keenum, has been an underrated player since day one. I went with the Vikings this week, but knowing my luck, they'll probably lose this week, and it'll be egg all over my face in that one. But I went with Minnesota in that matchup. Next one, we got Buffalo at Atlanta in their new stadium down there. Ron, who'd you go with?
I went with the Falcons.
Okay. Austin?
Falcons look real good, so I'm going with them.
Coach Anderson?
Yeah, if they can beat the Bears, they can beat anybody. I'm taking the Falcons.
That's a clean sweep. Also went with Atlanta. This next matchup, certainly a little tough one to decide. I had to wait till all the way to the end to make this one. Pittsburgh at Baltimore, both 2-1 at Baltimore as well. We're gonna go the other way. Coach Anderson.
You know, I can't pick Baltimore. I have to go with the Steelers.
Okay, that's perfectly respectable. Austin?
I also chose the Steelers.
That's also respectable as well.
Yep, I'm going with the Steelers.
Yeah, I went with the Steelers as well. I could see it going either way, but we'll have to wait and see. I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger said, hey, quarterback's got to play a heck of a lot better in that loss to Chicago last week. But the Bears pulling out the win last week against the Steelers as well. Next matchup, the battle for Ohio and the battle for 0-3, avoiding that 0-4 start. Cincinnati at Cleveland, both teams 0-3 at this point. Coach Anderson, we got to see this one.
Got to take the Browns. Sometime they have to win. I'm picking this week.
That's a strong – if they're going to win any time this season, it might as well be against the 0-3 Bengals. Austin.
I got the Bengals winning.
You got the Bengals. Ron, who'd you go with?
The Browns.
You went with the Browns on that. I went with the Bengals on this one. I think last week, they showed some glimpses of some excellence, but again, they didn't finish. I think at this point, if you're going to snap the 0-3 start, might as well be against the cross-state rival and also get a bit of leg up in the division as well. I went with Cincinnati. Next one, another good matchup. One of my coworkers, JJ, said this could be the upset of the week in the Los Angeles Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. In this one, Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
Well, I picked the Rams only because I don't like the Cowboys.
Of course, of course. You got to go with that. Austin?
I picked the Rams as well.
Okay, Ron?
You know, I had the Rams, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
You know, I went with the Cowboys in this one, too. JJ, he was the one that said this could be the upset of the week. He went with the Rams in this one. But I could see this going either direction. Either team is looking strong. Well, the Rams are looking strong. The Cowboys are just kind of hanging out right now and just kind of waiting to, like, midpoint of the season to really start turning it on. Again, it could go either way, but I went with Dallas in this one. Let's see here. Philadelphia at the Los Angeles Chargers. Coach Anderson.
Fly, Eagles fly, baby.
Now, of course, Coach Rolk would be all over that right now. He's a big Eagles fan. Austin.
I have the Eagles winning.
Ron.
I have the Eagles as well.
That's a clean sweep. Got to go with the Dirty Birds. Well, the Northern Dirty Birds, not the ones in the South as well. The Philadelphia Eagles, I chose them as well. 0-3 New York Giants at the 1-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think we're going to switch things back around. Ron, who'd you go with?
I don't think I'd be welcome home for Christmas if I didn't pick the Giants, so I'm going Giants.
That's a safe bet. That's a safe bet. Austin?
I'm going with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
The Bucks again. They can beat the Bears. They can beat anybody.
I feel like that's going to be his reasoning for about all the other picks the rest of this season for the Chicago Bears. Hey, they beat the Bears. They can beat anybody.
That's exactly right.
I went with the New York Giants in this one too. I think. I don't know. It's got to happen sooner or later. Might as well go a team that's kind of reeling just a little bit. I mean, they got taken to school against the Minnesota Vikings. So I think the New York Giants come out with a win in this one. Okay. San Francisco 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals. Ron, who'd you go with?
I went with the 49ers.
Okay. Respectable. Austin?
I went with the Cardinals.
Went with the Cardinals. Coach Anderson?
Got to take the Cards here.
Got to go with the Cards. I went with the Cardinals as well. We'll move on to the next game, and that being the Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos, a battle of 2-1, and also in the AFC West. Coach Anderson?
Took the Broncos. I like the Raiders, but I don't know. They just didn't show up last week. Broncos got a good defense.
Okay. Austin?
I think it'll be a good game. Mile High Stadium is a tough place to play, so I'm taking the Broncos.
This is very true. Ron, who'd you go with?
My roommate's a Broncos fan, so anytime they lose, I'm happy. So I went with the Raiders.
I went with the Raiders, too. I just think last week was just a weird experience, probably going from the West Coast to the East Coast. I know a lot of players say that's not a factor, But I think not so much as an excuse mentally, it's got to be physically as a thing going from the West to the East Coast as well. I went with the Raiders. And the Sunday night matchup, the Indianapolis Colts at 1-2, taking on the 1-2 Seattle Seahawks. Ron, who'd you go with?
Went with the Seahawks.
Seahawks. I think we're going to skip over to Coach Anderson here really quick. Who'd you go with, Coach?
I wish I'd have known that Austin was a big Seahawks fan because I picked the Seahawks, and now I feel like I wish I'd have picked the Colts.
Yeah, absolutely. Austin, I'm going to go on a ledge here and say you went with your boys in Seattle. Is that a correct assumption there?
Of course.
Okay.
Seahawks just at home. Tough to bet against.
Absolutely a tough bet as well. I went with Seattle in this one, and we wrap things up here with the Monday night game, the Washington quote-unquote Redskins and the Kansas City Chiefs. Ron, who'd you go with?
Went with the Chiefs.
Austin?
I have the Chiefs winning.
Yeah, the Chiefs winning that one. Coach Anderson?
I took the Chiefs.
Took the Chiefs as well. I went with the Chiefs as well. That's a clean sweep of Kansas City. And also wrapping up things here with just about a little bit of time to spare is our NFL Week 4 picks. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we will see you on Saturday as well. Dakota State University Trojan football hosting, or they're hitting the road to take on Jamestown University. That will be a 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll have that game for you over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country FM 103. You can also listen online at AmazingMadison.com as well. That'll be we'll start with the pregame show starting about 12:40 on Saturday as well. About wrapping things up here just before 7 o'clock here on Dakota's Best, like to give a big thank you to Madison Bulldog volleyball coach Joe Cradival for joining us here for the show. Also like to give a big thank you to our sponsors for tonight's show, and also for Dakota State University head football coach Josh Anderson, Austin Opdahl, and Ron Tortorello for joining us here in studio as well. That is going to do it for Coach's Corner this week. We are going to be back here once again live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison 1 week from tonight. We will be sure to put the show on our website at AmazingMadison.com coming up later this evening as well. And we will be back here 1 week from tonight starting at 6 o'clock here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. 7 o'clock is our time. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best Classic Hit. It's KJAM.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.